It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. So, hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, we were at Phillips European, actually, earlier today. We got the update that Hulk Hogan died.
That's crazy.
At the age of 71.
71.
71.
And Hulk Hogan had been in town. Did you look up what he was here?
It was a beer.
A beer?
Yeah.
Is it his beer?
Yes.
Or he's endorsing?
Okay. It was his, well, I think it was, yeah, his beer. Or like a light beer. American Beer, I think, or something like that.
Henrietta or Canandaigua, someplace.
Yeah. Was it Beers of the World that he was at? I can't remember.
But I saw a ton of pictures. A lot of pictures on social media. People with him.
This was just like this summer, wasn't it? Just like a month ago?
Yeah. He looked like he always does.
Oh, he always looked the same.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So his real name was Terry Bollea, and of course he was better known by his ring name, Hulk Hogan, and he was best known for his work with WWE and World Championship Wrestling, known for his flamboyance and massive physique, and his trademark blonde horseshoe mustache and bandanas. Hogan was widely regarded as the most recognized wrestling star worldwide, the most popular wrestler of the 1980s, and one of the greatest professional wrestlers of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
It is true. I mean, I did not follow wrestling one iota.
No, but you knew who Hulk Hogan was.
You could just show me a picture of a yellow mustache, and I'd be like, that's Hulk Hogan's mustache.
Absolutely.
Give it back to him.
Yeah. So he began watching professional wrestling at 16 years old. While in high school, he revered Dusty Rhodes, who was a professional wrestler.
Okay.
And he regularly attended the Tampa Sportatorium, which I think is a great name. To watch wrestling.
Sure.
It was at one of these wrestling matches where he first noticed superstar Billy Graham and began looking to him for inspiration. And since he first saw Graham on TV, Hogan wanted to match his quote-unquote inhuman look. And if you just do a quick Google of superstar Billy Graham, you will 100% see the inspiration.
We should point out, very different than the regular Billy Graham.
Right, this is superstar
different guy.
Billy, totally different guy.
Different
but you
guy.
Can absolutely see where Hulk Hogan got his inspiration.
You can see,
Hogan began his professional wrestling career in 1977, but gained worldwide recognition after signing with the World Wrestling Federation, which is now WWE, in December of 1983. There, his persona as a heroic All-American helped usher in the 1980s professional wrestling boom, where he headlined 8 of the first 9 editions of the WWF's flagship event, WrestleMania.
WrestleMania.
Yeah. During his initial run, he was a 5-time WWF champion, with his 1,474-day reign being the longest of the WrestleMania era ever.
Wow.
Yeah. He was the first wrestler also to win consecutive Royal Rumble matches.
You don't say.
Winning in 1990 and 1991. His match with Andre the Giant on WWF, the main event, in February of 1988, still holds American television viewership records for wrestling, with 33 million viewers.
Jeez,
watch that.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
That was pay-per-view?
Did
you say it was pay-per-view or no?
I don't know.
Might have made
that
Doesn't
up. Say. But yeah. It probably was. But his ring name wasn't always Hulk Hogan, though.
No.
During his 1977 debut, he wrestled under a mask as the Super Destroyer.
Oh, the Super.
The Super Destroyer, which was a shared name traded back and forth between several wrestlers.
Oh, I see.
Early on, he also wrestled as part of a tag team known as the Boulder Brothers.
Okay. I'm learning a lot today.
Yeah. But then he appeared on a local talk show where he sat beside Lou Ferrigno. Who, of course, was the Incredible Hulk.
Hulk, right.
The host of the show commented on Hogan, who stood 6'7" and weighed 295 with 24-inch biceps. He actually dwarfed the Hulk.
Wait, so Hulk Hogan is 6'7"?
He was 6'7", yep, and he, at the time, weighed 295 pounds.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno is not, he's not a small guy, but he's not super tall. He's been here in this studio, which is not big, and he did take up a lot of it, I will say.
Yeah. So as a result, he began performing as Terry the Hulk Boulder, and sometimes also wrestled as Sterling Golden.
Oh, these are great names.
I know, right?
I'll write some of these down.
When he eventually went to work for Vince McMahon Sr.'s Worldwide Wrestling Federation in 1979, McMahon wanted to use an Irish name, so he gave him the last name Hogan. So that's how he became Hulk Hogan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
In 1985, he became the first and only pro wrestler ever to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated, where he was lauded as pro wrestling's top banana.
Top banana.
He was the top banana.
Is that because he had yellow hair?
Now, The Rock and Ronda Rousey have also been on the cover of Sports Illustrated, but Hulk is the only one to be on the cover strictly because of his pro wrestling career.
Right, okay.
Hogan's crossover popularity led to several television and movie roles. Early in his career, Hogan played the part of Thunderlips in Rocky III. That was in 1982. And then you said he also was on The A-Team, right?
I think he was on two episodes of definitely one, but maybe two episodes of The A-Team.
Yeah, he had some movies in the 90s that he also was starred in, too.
He had a couple of TV shows, too.
Yeah, and in 2005, he was VH1 premiered Hogan Knows Best, which I used to watch all the time. like in college, and that was a reality show which centered around Hogan, his then-wife, Linda, and their children, Brooke and Nick.
Yeah, I watched that too.
Hogan has been described as one of the largest attractions in professional wrestling history and a major reason why Vince McMahon's expansion of his promotion worked in the 80s.
Yeah.
In a 2022 survey, Hogan was the most often cited professional wrestler by those in the general public who could name a professional wrestler.
That would be me.
That would be me, too.
100%.
Yep, absolutely.
100%. All right, you picked out a record to go along with Hulk Hogan, did you, Sarah?
Yeah, so we're going to play one of the songs that he would walk out to the ring to.
Oh,
we're
going
to play Voodoo Child by Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you, Sarah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world, Jimi Hendrix, Voodoo Child. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Well, because we were talking about Hulk Hogan, and that was one of his songs that he walked out to the ring to.
Yeah.
And he passed away today at the age of 71. Cardiac arrest, I think is what they said.
Yeah, so very sudden.
Yeah.
Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
All right. Hulk Hogan was widely regarded as the most recognized wrestling star in the world.
His match with Andre the Giant in 1988 still holds viewership records for wrestling with 33 million viewers.
And he was the first and only pro wrestler to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated.
There you go.
Yeah. Big deal.
Yeah. Terry
Bollea.
Bollea is his real name.
Mm-hmm.
Very sad. Very sad. Can you catch episodes of his show, The Hogan Knows Best, anywhere? Do we know if it's streaming? Oh, we'll look that up.
Yeah, we'll look that up.
In the meantime, folks want to learn more about Hulk Hogan. Where do they go, sir? What do they do?
Well, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Plus, you can watch the stream every day in real time on Facebook, our Facebook page, and you can get to the archives up at YouTube. Go to YouTube, search out Sarah's Wiki Corner. The entire channel is there. The archives are there. I'm sure to like and subscribe so you know we post new material. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
It's just so sad. You know, it's always sad when we have these weeks of multiple, like obituary wiki corners.
Well, what we always say, it sort of like seems like they come in threes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, somebody did call that earlier.
Yeah.
And we were counting Connie Francis from last week as one of the three.
Right.
And then.
We had
Theo Huxtable. Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yep.
And then we had
Ozzy.
I thought that was the three.
Right. And then Chuck Mangione today, too. And then Hulk Hogan.
We might be into a second three here.
What is going on?
This is unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. Fresh Wiki Corner tomorrow, please.
Absolutely.
Thank you much. We got Brenda Russell on the way, Andrea True, and traffic with Ed Smith. He's going to update that situation on Monroe Avenue next.
Real Thai food is all about.